Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Episode 101 of the Ask Coach Perry podcast, and with me, Lindsay Perry. My name is Brad Brown. Lindsay, yesterday we chatted a little bit about the time versus distance training programs. You sort of wrapped things up by talking about training at specific heart rates. Pia actually sent through a question that is heart rate it's around heart rate. He says, as someone who can easily run 9 kilometers in an hour, he's starting to train for a marathon. He said that you often mention base fitness programs. He wanted to know, are you referring specifically to heart rate based methods? Please, can you comment on the effectiveness of going slow, easy on the heart for a few months as a way of building towards a longer race? And it's quite interesting you asked that question, because there's a lot of talk of base training in cycling and training at a very low sort of heart rate intensity to get that base before you start building up. Can you tell us a little bit about that, Lindsay?
Yeah, so look, there are a couple of ways to look at it, and I'm going to oversimplify it slightly, because when you're training and laying the foundation or building your base, whatever it is that you want to call it, it is important that you run at a low enough intensity. Most people, and especially people who are starting out in running, will always train at too high an intensity, just because the nature of the eccentric load and the poor condition of their cardiovascular system means that they cannot do much aerobically before they start going into needing energy pathways that provide energy without oxygen, or in the absence of oxygen, or as we term it, anaerobic conditioning. So at the beginning, it's very important to be able to run easy enough. Okay, so there are lots of formulas out there that you can use to work at a percentage of your maximum heart rate, and you can calculate your maximum heart rate by 220 minus age, or you have slightly more complicated formulas. But for me, that overcomplicates the matter. All we want is we want to know that you are in an aerobic zone, that we are nowhere near your so-called threshold or going into anaerobic running. So there's a gentleman by the name of Dr. Phil Mathetone who wrote a book called The Endurance Bible, and he simplifies it beautifully for me. 180 beats per minute minus age, unless you are a very young person, between 15 and 19, that is going to ensure that you are training well into your aerobic zone. He takes it one step further in that if you've had any illness, or if you haven't exercised for a long period of time, or if you've had an injury, for each one of those cases, you take off a further 5. So if you're a 30-year-old male and you haven't exercised before, plus you've recently been ill, or you've tried to start exercising and you fall ill, then you would be 180 minus 30 is 150 beats per minute, minus 5 because you haven't exercised regularly in the past, minus 5 because you've been ill. And so your heart rate, your maximum heart rate that you're allowed to go to is 140. That means if you get to 140 and you're on a hill, then you walk. But you keep your heart rate under 140. And if you train like that and you're disciplined and you do it over a period of 12 weeks, your speed at that heart rate will get faster and faster and faster. By the end of that 12 weeks, chances are you'll probably be able to run up most of the hills that you've been forced to walk up. And then we know that you are really starting to build an aerobic base. The problem that we have as coaches is that often people will come to you for your help and they only give you 4 months or 5 months to achieve a major goal like running a race like the Comrades. So then we try to build that aerobic base up as sensibly as we can, but also accepting the fact that there is a certain amount of running that needs and mileage that needs to be done. But if you are starting out and you want to do yourself a really big favor, building that aerobic base over a period of 4 to 6 months will make an enormous difference to your running in the future.
Brilliant. So, yeah, Lindsay, I think that's great advice. What I'll do as well is I'll link to that book in the show notes on the website. I'll also put that formula in the show notes as well. So if you want to check it out, just get over to the AskCoachParry.com website and you'll be able to find them there. I'll also put the links to our sort of podcast on Stitcher as well as iTunes. You can subscribe and make sure you don't miss out on one of these podcasts. Great question, great answer. Thank you very much. We're back again tomorrow here on the Ask Coach Parry podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachParry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachParry.com.